record your name and reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
Family first.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, good morning. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Jasmine.
Hi, speaker.
Hi, yes. I was just following up to see if you were able to get your TB test done at LabCorp.
I spoke to, I don't know what her name was, Monica or something like that, and I told her
mm-hmm.
I no longer wanted to do business with you guys because she kept getting smart with me.
And oh, wow.
Of course, I didn't. I think her name was Monica. Don't get me wrong. It was two different ones that was calling me. One was fine. The other one kept getting smart. And so, therefore, I didn't go do anything because I was, like, not, you know, wanting to do business with you guys anymore. I was willing to go and get it done. She didn't explain to me. I didn't know that LabCorp was a like a walk-in facility. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm working, so I was like a little distracted.
I didn't
know LabCorp was like a walk-in facility. So the last message I sent to her was I asked her, because she scheduled an appointment at LabCorp, for me to go ahead and get the TB test. And she said, she did send me back the hours of operation and stuff like that. The next morning I sent her my information, and then she said, did you go get your test yesterday? I said, I told you I couldn't go and get it because I work from 9 to 5:30. And she was like, well, you actually don't need an appointment. You could just take the confirmation I sent you before and walk in. And then when I called her on the phone, we kind of like was getting smart with each other. I'm not going to sit here and act like it was just her. We was
yeah.
getting smart with each other because, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I just been feeling real hounded. Like I was explaining to her, I had something personal going on. Yes, I'm trying to help my mother, but I also was, like, getting surgery done for myself and trying to take care of everybody. She kept, like, hounding me and kind of getting smart, and I got smart back as a normal human reaction. But I'm not going to do business. You know, I'm not going to go into a job. And, you know, like, I'm only going to be doing part of the work. I'm going to be doing, like, the nighttime. My nephew is really going to be doing the, you know, the home health aid for my mother. So we were trying to get the move on, but I'm not going to work with people that's, like, you know, being rude. That's not fair.
No, I totally understand that, and my apologies on my behalf on that and that you experienced that. No, but still, you know, it's the company, so.
Yeah.
We all work for the same company, so I do want to apologize on that. You know, so we'll put things on hold, if anything, and if anything changes, you can give us a call back.
If Monica doesn't have to be in contact with me, I'll move forward. I don't know what role Monica plays, but I don't want to speak to her.
Okay. So then you can speak to me or my supervisor moving forward so we can get things moving forward, if that's okay.
Yep, I'm
Alrighty.
Not a problem person. I'm not a rude person. It's just, like I said, I was going through something. Maybe she was going through something. I don't know. But we kind of clash heads, and I don't want to deal with her.
Okay, that won't be an issue. So it will be you and Kadir, just to be clear.
Yes, love, but I did speak to him yesterday, and he doesn't have an ID. And I'm like, nephew, you need an ID to work. He's supposed to be going this weekend. So I'm like, I know it was kind of like a lot of back and forth, but he don't even have an ID. So he's supposed to, his father is taking him. He just turned 18, so, you know, this is new.
Okay, yeah.
So his father is taking him on Friday to get his ID. So he should probably be ready to, like, send you guys documents on Monday or something like that if you get in contact with him.
Okay, no problem. Won't be any rush. If anything, you can keep me updated. Send me a text message. I'll send you my personal phone number.
Okay.
And then,
Erica?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we can just...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby.
Sorry. We can just communicate from there. I send you a text message to keep you updated. You send me something or want to give me a call back so we can just update each other.
Okay. That works. The last part you needed from me was that TB test, right? I need to do that blood work.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But whenever
okay.
you can get it done, that's fine with us.
Okay, I'll see if I can jump in since I know that it's a 7 a.m. Since they open at 7, I work at 9. So I do
mm-hmm.
work from home, so I'm here with my mom all day anyway. But if I can jump over there at 7 a.m. and possibly get that done, I can do it first thing tomorrow morning. And then as far as my nephew, I'll just have to – I'll give you his number, though, if that's okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay. It is 610 338 5270. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And once again, sorry for any inconvenience.
No, baby, you're fine. His name is Kadir Freeman. This is the family first. I told them, I explained to the young lady, her name is Erica, what happened with Monica. I told them as long as I'm not in contact with Monica, we'll move forward with them. So they just do the blood work. And she won't get in touch with Kai, but he has to get his ID for them to move forward with anything.
That's what
we're working on now. Okay, so they're working on it. So is it possible? I mean, if you get in contact with him, of course you guys can, you know, talk about everything. But can he start filling out the rest of the paperwork until he gets that?
Yes, of course. I can send him everything over to his phone number now.
Okay, let me just see. I'm looking in here to make sure I have the that thing. What is it called?
The confirmation number for the appointment.
Yes, babe. I'm looking to see if I got that. Let me see. Sorry.
No worries.
I don't know where it came from.
I can resend it to you if anything.
If that's not a problem, yes, I would really appreciate it because I can.
Yes, of course. I'll resend it to you.
Thank you.
No problem. You have a great one. Okay.
Oh wait, can I tell you one more thing? I'm sorry.
Yes, of course.
You're caught up on, but I think they said she's supposed to be getting 56 hours. I'm only going to be doing 16, and then he'll do 40. So even if I start, I just want to let you know that that's how the hours is going to go.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, she was approved for 56. I'll do the split right now for you guys.
Okay, okay.
All righty. Thank you. You have a great one.
I appreciate you. Take care.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.